Eddie, obviously don't want to go out on a defeat. What were your reflections on that game?
We weren't quite at our best today. I think it was a difficult game. The pace was very frenetic. It really was 100 miles an hour. But we got caught up in the atmosphere a little bit. Didn't show our usual composure on the ball. Guilty of giving the ball away in our own half too much, reflected by the goal we conceded. Saying that, we did have some good chances in the game ourselves in both halves, and unfortunately not to score. So, yeah, disappointment because we didn't want to end the season this way, but we have to reflect on a very good campaign overall.
The atmosphere, of course, is well talked about here, but it was something this afternoon, wasn't it, in terms of what they had at stake?
Well, yeah, they had, obviously, their futures to play for in terms of their status in the division. I felt we matched that tempo, but I just felt we didn't. It affected our football. Our decision making was rushed, in part due to the atmosphere. I think it would do our young players a world of good to have experienced that. I think they'll come out of today's game a lot better for it.
You came up against a man the club know well in David Ford, who had one of his better games. You can see why he was their player of the season today.
Yeah, he did very well today. He made some good saves at key times. I think the save from Tequilo at the end there was the highlight for me. We didn't extend him too much, but I think one of the big disappointments was our set plays when he came and claimed a lot of dangerous-looking balls in our box. So all in all, he probably had a good day.
You finished 11th. Obviously, everybody connected with Bournemouth would have bitten your hand off for that at the start of the season. Does that satisfy you as a manager then, as we stand here now?
It satisfies me in terms of when you look back at the season as a whole, I think that's a good finish. Obviously, the something inside you that says you want more and you want to finish higher. And that's certainly going to be the aim next season. We've set a good level. To improve, that's going to be difficult, but that's got to be our aim next season.
Do you think you've established yourself as a team to fear next season in the shake-up?
No. I think it's very dangerous after one season to think anything other than you've got to work harder. We're going to have to work harder in pre-season. We're going to have to be really good in our work. And we're going to have to be prepared for a harder season next year, especially with the teams that have come up and the teams that come down. So I'm expecting a more difficult division. Teams are going to be aware of our strengths, so there'll be no complacency from my side.
I'm slightly nervous about asking you about a couple of the players that came in today in terms of rotating the squad, but the likes of Adam Smith who came in today, was there any element of sort of, you know, Simon Francis played every minute of the game this season? Was that in the back of your mind at all to give him the chance to play every game?
Yeah, but I can't think about individual milestones. The team's more important and Adam deserved his chance. I felt for Adam today because I had to take him off on a yellow card. I felt with this history with Millwall, it was a really difficult one. I thought he handled it very well. But I couldn't see the team going down to 10 men through no fault of Adams because I felt the situation was spiralling out of control. So I was pleased with his performance. And as for the other players that came in, I think it's, as I say, a good experience for them. I don't think the team is at its best.
And the Lewis Grabban decision not to bring him today, was that connected to the game earlier in the season anyway?
No, he had an injury. He's had been carrying an injury the second part of the season. He's had a knee problem. So we didn't want to risk him. It's flared up during the week.
Finally then, what will be the procedure now? Do the players, when do they get sent off on the holidays? What debriefs and things do you do now?
Well, they'll see me Monday, Tuesday. We'll have one-to-one meetings and then they'll go on their way. So yeah, it's a good chance to reflect and obviously analyse and for them to go away and improve.